You are listening to the GTT podcast from the Canadian Council of the Blind.
Hi, everyone. My name is Russell Salowaniak, and I'm going to be doing a demo of my accessible LG washer and dryer. The washer model is WM3500CW. The dryer model is DLE3500W. I bought both units in October of 2020 at a cost of $945 each. Both models are now discontinued, but they've been replaced with washer model WM3600HWA and dryer model DLE3600W. Of course, the price has gone up. They now sell for $1,095 each. The W at the end of the models stands for the color, so they're both white. I'm using the iOS version of the LG Think app on my iPhone. It's also available for Android phones, and that's spelled capital L, capital G, space, capital T, H-I-N, capital Q. I'm going to start by opening the LG app.
LG Thin. Act LG Thin. LG Oven Offline 1 of 3 Enlist. Button.
So I'll just start at the top left.
Dry power. L. Search. Plus. Rosolo Oniux Home. Selection list. Button.
I'm just going to swipe through the app and show you all what's in here.
Plus. Button. Search. Button. Notifications. New item. Button. LG Oven Offline 1 of 3 Enlist. LG Washer Power Off 2 of 3 Enlist. Dry Power Off 3 of 3 Enlist. Tab bar. Selected. Home. Tab. 1 of Report. Tab. Menu. Tab. Menu. Tab. LG Oven Offline 1 of 3 Enlist.
So as you can hear that the washer and dryer are offline at this point. Both of the washer and dryer are quite accessible without the app. I'll just try to explain what the layout of the panel in the front of the washing machine is like. Sort of in the middle, but on the left side, is a power button. So you hit that power button. Then there's a dial that you can turn. I don't know if you can hear it clicking. I'm turning it around and around and around. The thing about the dial is it doesn't have a stopping point. It just keeps turning around. So the nice thing about it is every time you start the machine, the cycle defaults to the normal cycle. Right now I have a load of towels in my washing machine that I'm going to wash right at the moment. If I wanted to, I could hit the power button, turn that dial 4 times, because Sarah told me that turning it 4 times puts it on the towel cycle, and then there's a start button to the right of that dial. So I could just press the start button, and that would do it without even touching the app, without touching my phone. So I could do that. Power button, the big dial, and then to the right of the big dial is the start button. To the right of that is a touch screen that is not accessible at all. But what it does have on it is a remote button, which puts the washer in remote mode so that I can control it using the LG app on my phone. So right now I'm going to press the power button. You could probably hear that noise it makes. Now, just for the heck of it, I'm going to turn that dial and you can hear how it makes a sound at each click. So one click, two clicks, three clicks, four clicks. At this point, if I wanted to, I could press the start button and I'd be on towels. I'm going to power off and start over. So Sarah marked the remote button with a braille dot for me on the touch panel. So I'm holding my finger just slightly above that dot so I know where it is. I'm going to hit the power button. I'm going to press down. So you probably heard that little beep. So now, if I go to the app.
LG washer standby 2 of 3 Enlist.
Now you hear that LG washer is in standby mode, so I'm going to double tap on that.
LG washer normal cycle has been selected. Back button.
And you heard it say normal cycle has been selected. That's not what I want. I want the towel cycle, so I'm going to swipe to the right.
LG washer, heading level 1, settings, button, normal. Button.
So there's a normal button. I'm going to double tap on that.
Normal. 1. Heading level 1. Favorite. Heading level 2. manage, towels, button.
So my towels is one of the favorite cycles that I have, so I'm going to double tap on that.
Towels, towels, button. Power on, button, towel, settings, LG washer, heading level 1.
So now if I go to LG washer and swipe to the right, you can hear it.
Settings, button, towels, button.
It's now set to towels. So I'm going to swipe all the way to right to the start button, but as I'm swiping through, you'll hear the water temperature and other things.
Power on, button, temp, warm, button.
Water temperature is warm.
Soil, normal, button. Spin, high, button. Start, button.
And there's a start button, so I'm going to double tap on that.
Start, back,
so you might have heard that little sound it made. So right now I'm downstairs in front of my washing machine. I'm going to go upstairs now. And when I get there, I'm going to check. Well, I'll check it right now and see what it's doing.
LG washer, heading level 1, settings, towels, power on, button, detecting.
So right now it's detecting stuff. So I'm heading up the stairs.
Pause, button, detecting. Pause button.
There's a pause button. I could pause the cycle if I decided, oh, I forgot I want to throw something else in. So I'm just going to wait for a minute or two and see how long it takes to detect.
Power on. Washing.
So now it says washing. It went from detecting to washing.
0%. Pause button. Soil. Normal. Washing. 0%. Pause. But soil, normal.
So now if I touch at the top left.
Back button.
There's a back button. I'll tap on that.
Back. Rosolo Oniux home. Select plus button.
I'm going to swipe to the right.
Search button. Notifications. LG oven offline 1 of 3. LG washer 57 minutes left 2 of 3 in list.
So there button. You go. It says LG washer and there's 57 minutes left in this wash. So it's really a lot of good information. It's easy to use and it's great. I love it. I'll pause the recording now. So my load of towels is almost done. I wanted to record the notification that comes in when the load is done. I'm going to switch to the app first, though.
LG Thin. Active. LG Thin. 2:33 p.m. Dry power off 3 of... LG washer 1 minutes left 2 of 3 in list. Button.
Says 1 minute left, so I'm just going to leave the phone sit here and let the notification come in.
LGTHINQ, now, LG washer, LG washes complete, LG washer cycle finished 2 of 3 in list, button.
So there you heard that the notification came in, and I'm upstairs, I'm nowhere near my washing machine, and the notification came in not only on my phone, but also on my Apple Watch. So that is super. So now that my load of towels is washed, I'm going to dry them, sort of the same routine. So I'm finding the remote button, which is also marked in Braille on the dryer touch panel. I'm going to hit the power button to turn the dryer on. Now I'm going to press the remote button. Once you hear that ding, then you know that you can go to the app and see what it says. Bring up the app.
LG Thin, 2:41 p.m. LG oven offline 1 of 3 in... LG washer power off 2 of 3 in list. Button.
Now you hear that the LG washer, the power is off.
Dryer standby 3 of 3 in list.
And you
button.
Hear that the dryer is now on standby, so I'll double tap on that.
Dryer standby. Normal cycle has been selected.
Again, you hear the message that normal cycle has been selected, but I want the towel cycle, so.
Start. Dryer. Heading level 1. Settings. Normal. Button.
There's the normal button. I'm going to double tap on that.
Normal. 1. Heading level 1. Standard cycles. Head. Heavy duty. Towels. Tick box. Radio button. Unchecked.
There's the towels button. I'm going to double tap on that.
Towels. Button. Back. Button. Dryer. Heading level 1.
Now you can hear dryer heading level 1. So if I swipe to the right.
Settings. Button. Towels. Button.
You can hear that now towels are selected. So I'll swipe to the start button.
Power on. Button. Dry level. Normal. Button. Start. Button. Start. The back button.
You can hear the dryer starting. So now I'm going to head upstairs and wait for the dryer to finish.
Dryer. Heading level 1.
Let's just see what it says.
Settings. But towels. Power on. Button. Drying. 0%. Pause. Button.
So it says 0% if I hit the back button on top left.
Dry. Back. Dryer. Back. Button. Rosolo Oniux Home. Selection list. Plus. Search. Notification. LG Oven Offline 1. LG Washer Power Off 2 of. Dryer 55 minutes left. 3 of 3 in list.
So button. You heard that the dryer has 55 minutes left. It's really good that way, so just wait for that to finish. I'll pause the recording now. So the load of towels should almost be dry now. I'm going to open the LG app again.
App switcher. LG Thin. Active. LG Thin. 3:26 p.m. Dryer 1 minute left, 3 of 3 in list.
So it says dryer 1 minute left. I'm going to wait for the notification to pop up. I'll pause the recording.
LGTHINQ, now, dryer, dry's dry cycle is complete, dry cycle finished, 3 of 3 in list, button.
And there you have it, the notification came up and let me know that the dryer was finished. I'm up here sitting in my living room on the couch and notified that my dryer is done. It's really good that way. I remember back in the day, I used to have to keep running down the basement to check if the wash was done yet or check if the dryer was done yet. So for me, I really like the accessibility of the LG washer and dryer. And although my units are several years old now, I hope this demonstration gives you a good impression of how accessible modern appliances can be, as long as you have an accessible app to use with them. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the GTT podcast from the Canadian Council of the Blind. There are many ways to get in touch with us. You can call us toll-free at 1-877-304-0968. You can follow our GTT blog at gttprogram.blog. If you'd like to subscribe to our email support list, you can send a blank email to gttsupport+subscribe@groups.io. And you can follow the Canadian Council of the Blind on the web at ccbnational.org.